is right in a discussion? Who really cares? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, Worldwide Healing Ministry, the School of the Master, lots of other beautiful activities, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Who is right in a discussion? And who really cares? I find that who is right in a discussion? I like to tell the story of a person that I spoke of in Switzerland, and I told this person, who does not feel very confident in their ability to go out and do things, and yet they are amazingly talented and amazingly good people. That's Rosalie in Alban. She's Our Lady in Switzerland. And she has struggled for a long time with an inferiority complex, and yet she is a magic lady. She has raised her children herself, as many people have, and she has taken care of her family herself. She's taken care of her life. She's taken care of her world. And she had demonstrated little talent in money-making areas, but yet she made enough money to take care of the things that her family needed and that she needed. She lived very, very primitively, but she was very fantastic. Now, what did she do? What did she do? She knew that anything that she wanted to discuss, she talked about it with a love and a joy in her heart that made her say to the world, hey, this is the thing that is always the right thing to do, and that's the only thing we want to do. This is the thing that is the right thing to experience, and it's the only thing that we want to experience. And as people were in her presence, they could not help but feel a great love. Her sense of love, the unconditional love that she had, blossomed out. Oh, she was a pain in the neck a lot of times because she expected everybody to be just as loving as she was. She expected everybody to be just as giving and thoughtful and caring as she was. And so she never felt it was out of line for her to ask for help or ask for questions of her dear friends. And her dear friends never truly understood that, because her dear friends always thought that she should be doing more of it herself and that she should have more self-confidence. Well, come see, come saw. Who is right in a discussion and who really cares? Well, now, Rosalie, because she had this attitude of thinking that she was not as positive and powerful and dynamic as some other people, I suggested to her that she go to the University of Switzerland in Bern there, and she joined the advanced philosophy class, and just go in and be a proctor, not a proctor, but be a person who listens to the class and enjoys the class and enjoys what they have to say. Not as a signed-up student necessarily, but as a person who's interested in it. And she said, oh, I don't know enough about philosophy. I said, you don't have to know anything about philosophy. Truly, philosophy is your belief about what life is all about. Philosophy is how you think. Philosophy is your way of thinking. And everyone has a little bit of a different twist on their way of thinking, although everyone thinks in a positive, joyful, beautiful manner. Now, Rosalie, you go in the class with no preparation, and you have no idea what they're going to be talking about. And the class is a discussion format. And so one person in the class says, well, when Plato was telling these things, he was pointing out that man's purpose in life was to be the master of himself and be master of his thought. And now you, Rosalie, you listen to the discussion and you take notes and you write down a few comments. And when there's a pause in the discussion, you don't just jump right in. You wait for a pause, and when there's a pause, you say, now, if Plato believed that thoughts are things, how did he demonstrate that in his teaching? And the group would look up and say, why, we never thought to question it. Well, I guess he created that and taught that in his thinking by teaching people to think, which was what his mentor Socrates had done. He taught people to think. He taught people to have their own mind. And then Rosalie could speak up. Well, why? Like a little child. And instead of thinking that she was ignorant or a little child, they would think, what a brilliant question. Well, yes, that's a good question. Why? Well, Plato studied under Socrates for so long and learned how thoughts are things. He learned how thoughts could be put into motion and how great things can come by whatever thoughts we have in our mind. Did Plato teach people what to think? Now, that's a very perceptive question. And the class would respond, Plato never taught people what to think, nor had his mentor Socrates taught people what to think. All that Plato and Socrates taught their students was how to think. Oh, that is significant, Rosalie speaks up, and she says, now, how did Plato or Socrates teach their students how to think? How did he do that? What was it that he taught them that was the how of it? And the students in the class say, what a profound thinker this woman is. And she is being as simple as can be, being as ordinary as can be, being as interested as can be. And so she goes on, and she says, how did Socrates teach his people how to think? And the class would say, well, from my reading of Plato about Socrates, I find that Socrates lived what he believed, and he told his students to live whatever their thoughts were. If their thoughts were happy thoughts, they should live happy. If their thoughts were profound thoughts, they should dwell in those thoughts and live in those thoughts with the concept of knowing that they know. And Rosalie would have this interplay with the class, this rapport in such a beautiful manner, not because she acted superior, but in her mind she was acting inferior, that she didn't know. But yet she did know the right questions to ask. And because she knew the right questions to ask, which did not put down any of the class and gave them the opportunity to speak in clear, beautiful tones of whatever it is they had on their mind, they thought she was profoundly intelligent. Who is right in a discussion? And who really cares? Was Rosalie right? Was the class right? Who was right in the discussion? What was the discussion all about? What were they attempting to bring out in the discussion on philosophy? What they attempted to bring out in the discussion on philosophy was a discussion. They were bringing out how to think. They were bringing out techniques of thinking. And is questioning a technique of thinking? It is a technique of thinking if you ask the question and you give the answer at the same time. Now, Rosalie was wise enough to ask the question and let them give the answer in their humble manner. And she, in her profound thinking, which she never would have told anyone that she was a profound thinker, she allowed them to come up with whatever response they wanted. And rather than calling their response stupid, being right in a discussion or wrong, she didn't really care. All she cared about was to titillate their thinking system on whatever it is that the topic she was bringing up. And the topics that she brought up were not profound topics. They seemed profound because these people thought everything that Socrates or Plato or anything that the great philosophers thought was profound. But indeed, the great philosophers, the great thinkers, the great doers of the universe, of the world, are always the simplest of people. They say things in the most simple way. They say things in the most in-depth way, deeply caringly. They say things in a way that allows for many possibilities of responses, and each response could equally be right. Each response bringing about a discussion, bringing about thoughtfulness, bringing about an interest in what's going on. An absolute philosopher is one who lives in this realm. An absolute philosopher is one who lives on this dimension and who lives so simply that his simplicity is profound. He lives so generously that his generosity is taken as the allness, as great abundance. He lives in a body that reflects his purity of spirit, his original purity and integrity, because he fights no one. He challenges no one. His discussions do not have to have a right or a wrong. They merely have something that causes us to think, to be ourselves and have fun, to be excited in living in this adventure that we call life, and living in this attitude that brings us all sorts of magnificence. Now, Rosalie did many of the things that I said. She may never have gone to the university and profoundly questioned the people there. But in my discussions with Rosalie, telling her how she could do these things, she mentally traveled to the university and did those things. And Rosalie, in just the mental practice of this, became not only at peace with herself, but at peace with her world, because with unconditional love, she gave out all that she is. And any person today who meets our Rosalie finds this woman who is so ingenuous, so naive, so gentle, so positive, so fantastic, that you just want to hug her to pieces. She is so glorious. And you, too, are so glorious. Because she didn't care who was right in the discussion. She only delighted in the discussion. For her to talk for hours on philosophy was the primo action of her day, of her life. And for me to be part of that discussion was for me the same. Yes, who cares? Let's just think, act, and live as an absolute philosopher and be our wonderful, unconditionally loving self. It's a great world, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.